I am, because we had strong, many strong periods in this game, and overall I believe that we found our sharpness back, our collective strengths back, and overall we delivered a very strong performance. The regret I have is that at half-time maybe we were 2-3 goals short, and we could have been punished maybe against an opponent in the Premier League. So overall, but we maintained the pressure, and overall, I must say that we had a strong team performance today.
I think over the summer you were quoted as saying that Alexis Sanchez could be a Luis Suarez type figure for Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Was that the complete performance from him today?
Yes, I felt even that he started slowly the game, you know, mentally, but he became, I know him now a little bit well enough, he becomes always stronger as the game comes on, and he has good movement, he closes you down quickly, he is fast, can dribble, he's had a short backlift, so he has all the ingredients, and I think now he's convinced as well, you know. For a while I'm not sure that he was convinced, and once they start to score the goals and take the ball at home at night, they believe it's maybe not too bad in his position.
How important was it for you to get that win after Chelsea's result at the Etihad this afternoon?
We were under pressure to win the game today, it's simple, you know, because when you have two big teams like City and Chelsea, you want to draw, and when one wins, you have straight away to win the game to maintain the difference as low as possible, and that's why we were under pressure to win the game.
One final one for me. A difficult week for Gabriel. How pleased were you with his performance at right back today?
I'm very pleased with his performance, and I must say that what he delivered today was very convincing. He looked like he has always played there.
Impressions of this pitch, this different pitch for West Ham? Upton Park was much closer and could be quite difficult. This is a much bigger expanse for your team to play on.
Yes, I think for us it was not too difficult. It's more difficult for West Ham because they had maybe not the same heated pressure. And I think the bad luck they have at the moment, West Ham, is they have to deal with playing on a new ground in a moment where they're not at the best of their confidence, you know. When the two together, I think, is a mountain to climb. On top of that, I must say as well that they missed some players who are very important for them today.
You talked about convincing Alexis Sanchez. How difficult was it, and how do you encourage a player that this is the way that you see forward for him and this is how he could benefit?
Yeah, you know, you need his agreement as well. He was ready to play there, and I believe that everybody likes to play centre-forward, but after, if it doesn't work, they want to move back to their best position. But for him it worked. And I think he got the taste in every single game. He got better and better.
And in terms of your title challenge, you're tucked in behind Chelsea. What's the potential, do you think, of this team to really go on and last the distance, do you think? I know it's early to say.
Look,
we are approaching Christmas.
It's very early, as you said, but the best way we can do it is to maintain that level of focus and repeat week in, week out, that team performance. And then we'll see how far we go. At the moment, we have played 14 games. We have 31 points. Can we maintain that average performance? We have a chance.